Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This is Jared Hull, and if you guys don't know me by now, I'm Billy Broom's grandson. She is out in Israel, and we have a special treat. This is the third day that we've had international revivalist Josh Radford with us, speaking with us, his kind of who he is, the emphasis and the purpose of the ministry. And yesterday we were talking about the mentors that he's been under, and some keys that he learned, the three things that he was kind of hinting about yesterday, and we're gonna kind of jump into that today, if that's okay with you, Josh.
Yeah.
Kind of go from there and go ahead whenever you're ready.
Well, we were talking about yesterday when we ended the program, and let me say it's just such an honor to be here again, sitting here in Sister Billy Brim's seat, and it's a real honor to be on this broadcast and be on this network, and I hope that you are getting blessed by these daily broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure being blessed just doing it. I mean, I can feel the anointing in the mm-hmm. room mm-hmm. just recording these broadcasts.
Yeah, it's true.
And we want you to, you know, you can contact us or Billy Brim's ministry and let us know that you are getting blessed by these broadcasts.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know you're being blessed by them, and contact the radio station. Let them know that you're getting blessed by this program. And anyways, so we were talking about the three things that I had learned about receiving the anointing. And the number one thing I learned is you've got to honor the anointing and honor the vessel that's carrying the anointing in your life. And I'm telling you what, it's strong in this room right now. And I know it must be coming across real strong there. But Jesus went through this, and we have an example in Mark chapter 6. There's an example. Jesus was in his hometown, and he made that famous statement that a prophet is not without honor except in his home country or his hometown. And the people did not honor Jesus. And when they didn't honor him, they didn't receive from him.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You can't receive unless from you anything honor. You don't honor.
That's good.
And
good word.
So Jesus, he didn't lose any anointing in his hometown. He was still Jesus.
Right.
I mean, last time I checked, Jesus was the most anointed vessel that God had ever used on planet Earth. And so he had a pretty strong healing ministry.
He had the
ministry.
Holy Spirit in whole. He didn't have him in part. He had him in whole.
Right, exactly.
He wasn't received in his town.
So he's strong there in the healing ministry.
Yeah.
Man, can you imagine being in Jesus' meeting and not receiving healing? I'd be like, oh, man, something's wrong here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, it was unbelievable. But he said there was a few folk that he laid hands on and a few folk that were healed. I think he said it like this. Now he in verse 4 of Mark 6, it says, "But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house." Verse 5, "Now he could do no mighty work there except that he lay his hands on a few sick people and healed them." What I like to say, on a few hungry folk. There was a few hungry folk that honored the anointing on the man of God mm-hmm. and honored Jesus, and they got healed.
Right.
And he said, and he marveled because of their unbelief. I mean, he couldn't believe the dishonor. And then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. Now, this is really interesting. Verse 7, "And he called his 12. Now he went to some people that honored him.
Right.
"He called his 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two and gave them the power over unclean spirits. Hmm. And he commanded them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals and to not put on two tunics. Also he said to them, in whatever place you enter a house, they shall stay there till you shall depart from that place. And whatever or whoever will not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake off the dust of your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Let me tell you something. That's a strong anointing.
Yeah.
That's a strong anointing that those 12 operating in. That Jesus just released his anointing. Why? Because he could have done that in Nazareth, but he could have done that in this other city, but he didn't. He didn't. He did it to his 12. His 12 were full of honor for him. And it said, verse 12, so they went out and preached that people should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. I mean, they started moving in miracles.
Right.
And that's because they honored Jesus. They received from who they honored. And honor is very, very important.
Yes.
Honor is very, very important. But the other two things that I'd like to cover quickly, if we can, is expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for honor. But you can't get anything if you don't expect anything.
Right.
You know, when a woman is pregnant, we say they're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting to have a birth of that baby. You know, it would be crazy if all of a sudden, as a woman, you just gave birth and you weren't expecting. If you weren't expecting it, you would resist it. And that's what happens a lot of times with people.
Mm.
They don't come into God's presence expecting anything. So when the anointing comes, they resist it because they're not expecting. When you're not expecting, automatically you're resisting.
Mm-hmm.
Expectation. You've got to expect. When you expect, miracles happen. What did old Robert say? Expect a miracle.
Right.
Isn't that, I think that was his television program. Expect a miracle.
Yep.
You've got to have a level of expectation. You've got to expect that you've got to expect and have expectation that anointing is going to come upon you, that you're going to walk in your calling, in your ministry. You're going to walk with God. You're going to have a full life with God. You've got to expect that and speak it out. Listen, when I was working for Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, there was many times where my flesh was tired. I'd been in many hundreds. I've been in hundreds and hundreds of meetings back to back. But I'm telling you, I knew why I was there. I knew what I was there for. And I always came to every meeting expecting God to do something, not just for the people there, but for me. For me. I expect when I'm in my meetings, you know, I haven't missed one of my meetings. Not one of my revival meetings have I missed.
That's good.
But when I'm in my meetings, I expect God not just to touch everybody else, but I expect God to touch me. I expect to have an encounter with the Lord every time I show up. You've got to have an attitude of expectation. When you expect, you will receive. When you honor, you will receive. The last thing I like to talk about is yieldedness.
Yielding.
A yielded vessel is a vessel of honor.
That's good.
When you honor, you'll yield.
Yes.
Yield.
You're honoring it by yielding.
Yeah, you yield. You've got to yield yourself.
Yes.
Many people, they have what I call a resisting spirit. They don't have any expectation, and they definitely don't have any yieldedness.
Mm.
The most important thing that I think probably me and my wife learned with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown is how to yield
That's good.
The anointing. Yield to the anointing. God, let me tell you something out there, you that are listening. God wants to get something to you.
Yeah.
But some, you're just not willing to yield.
Mm.
Because yieldedness means you don't have an opinion. You don't have an opinion.
It's true.
It's not your way. It might involve you having to do something completely opposite than your personality. You might have to do something that is completely opposite to what your plan is. You think your purpose is. You've got to yield to God. When you yield to God, it can get messy. When you yield to God, it can turn things upside down. When you yield to God, everything can change in an instant, and it can turn everything upside down. But I'm telling you, the greatest thing you can do is yield to God today. And you know, I just feel in my spirit that I want to pray for everybody out there. Maybe There's people out there today, and you say, you know what? I've been struggling. Yeah. I've been struggling walking with the Lord. I've been living on a roller coaster, up and down. We talked about that the first day. I'm telling you, God wants to restore you right now as you're listening to this broadcast. I feel a spirit of restoration coming over me and flowing through these airwaves right now. And God wants to restore you, but you must yield to Him.
Yes.
Say this with me. I yield to you, Lord, now.
I yield to you, Lord, now.
That's right.
I yield to the Lord. Lord, now.
I turn my life over to you. And I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do.
And I repent.
I ask for forgiveness.
I'm
yours.
I am yours.
And you are my king forever. You're my leader.
You are my leader.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone that prayed that prayer over the airways with me, everyone that is yielding themselves right now. I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I thank you that you would start to cover them and pour out a fresh
yes,
anointing
Father.
Upon their lives, and they would walk with you in a realm that they've never walked
yes.
in before, and they would
yes.
experience
Jesus.
You like they never have before, and they would taste of the new sweet
yes.
wine and the oil of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we just give you the glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen. We
what a wonderful, 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 wonderful Holy Spirit.
Yes, He is. We thank you, Father. Man.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your moving. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, God, that we thank you that this is yours. That this is yours, this radio broadcast. You guys got to understand, my family, it's not that we do this because this is something we want to do. My family, I learned from my grandmother, it's yieldedness.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's yieldedness.
It all came from her working, being in Oklahoma, and the Lord, you know, telling her she's going to have this ministry when she had four kids and she's peeling potatoes trying to feed the family. And then she went from there to where she is now. It's just being yielded to the Father. So we thank you. You know, I know that it says that you are, in 1 Corinthians, it says that you are in Christ and we are anointed in Christ by who? By the Father. And I know that by the Father, you guys, that it is His working, but He is a gentleman, the Holy Spirit. But he will unction you. He will give you those times to yield. He'll give them to me where it's not comfortable.
Amen.
Where it's not comfortable. So Josh, I just thank you so much, man. And I just appreciate it. Such a blessing and an honor and a gift in the body. And if you guys want to reach us and reach out and contact us, and Josh, if you want to go first.
Yeah, sure.
Your information so others can reach out and contact you.
Yeah, if you want to contact me and listen to any of my podcasts or messages, just go to revivallife.net. That's revivallife.net. And you can find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/Josh Radford Official. And it'll be a blessing. We'd love to hear from you. Just send us an email, shoot us a message, and we will respond to every message that's sent.
So guys, again, we thank you for listening. Also, if you want to reach out and call us, our office, and tell us how much of a blessing this has been to you, just call us at 417-336-4877. Our books and tapes at 1-800-972-3447 or billybrim.org. And as my grandmother, my Mimi Billy Brim, says, Shalom, shalom.